Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来我们潘基 Jenny 告诉你的节目。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's very problematic episode.
哎，你不要这样，我们节目还没开始，你就说这个节目有问题，这个节目不好吗？
Not that kind of problem. We're going to teach you about problems.
哎，是，因为人生总会面临各种各样的问题嘛。比如说我和 Jason 上一次录音就碰到了 huge Wi-Fi problems， 然后这个录音简直是、辛苦了我们的音效剪辑师，对不起陈老师。
Yeah, one of the most annoying worldwide problems we can all relate to, right?
对，但是呢，也因为 we had the Wi-Fi problem,It inspired us to do today's topic. 因为问题很多，就是不是光一个 problem 这个单词就能概括的。
That's right. If you want to learn how to talk about problems, you can't just use the word problem. So we're going to dig into a bunch of words you can use to talk about problems.
对，我们今天呢，为大家选了五个口语日常最常用的形容各式各样问题的词，要和你一起来分享。一开始呢，我觉得有一个很关键的问题要搞清的，就是 problem 这种问题和另外一个词 question 的那种问题，它是有很大区别的。
That's right, they're quite different. But what's really always struck me as interesting is in Chinese, right? 问题 is translated as both question and problem. But in English, of course, there's some differences.
对，这就是为什么我们学英文的时候，在使用的时候，可能你用错了，可能应该用 problem 的时候，你用成了 question, right?
Yeah, it's so easy to mix them up because of that.
好，那我们赶快来区分一下。So, Jason...一个 problem 这种问题是什么样的呢？
A problem can be defined as a situation, a condition, or an issue that needs to be resolved or dealt with. And so it also implies that there's some obstacle that you have to overcome.
OK, 所以 problem 这类的问题其实更多的是困难和挑战，对吧？要克服的。
Yeah, there's somethingchallenging or difficult in front of you, and you have to get over it. You have to solve it.
没错，要解决，不然你这个事情就办不成，就做不好。比如说 Wi-Fi problems 很 annoying, 对吧？你这个 Wi-Fi 坏掉了，工作又不能做，又不能追剧，又不能网购，真的很麻烦。
That's right. If you don't have a solution to your Wi-Fi problems, it's going to be hard to do work in the modern world.
那所以你碰到这样的 Wi-Fi problem 的时候，你就不能用 question 这个词。
Yeah, a Wi-Fi question might just be something you're wondering about the Wi-Fi. It might not be some actual problem or issue with the Wi-Fi.
对，一个 Wi-Fi question 就是什么是 Wi-Fi?
对。
How does Wi-Fi work? 之类的。
Or what is your Wi-Fi password?
对对对。所以英语里面一个 question, 它就是你问了一个问题，然后呢，你这个问题的目的是要找到答案或者信息。
That's right. You're trying to find information or seek an answer or an explanation.
解释之类的，所以和前面的那种难关难题是不一样的啊。
That's right.
好，那虽然这两个词有非常大的区别，但有的时候呢，比如说人生，对吧？我们人生里面又会有 problems， 我们又对人生有很多 questions。
Yeah, that's right. Problems in life could be, you know, money or something with your family or relationships, but a question about life could just be something like, you know, what's the meaning of life?
更大的问题，更深
深奥的问题，
灵魂拷问啊。好，那我们接下来就赶快进入我们今天重点要说的，就是这种挑战类的啊，难关类的问题。So first of all, 看看 problem 这个词，虽然很简单，我们都懂意思，但是呢，有几点很关键的。第一，它是一个可数的名词，所以你会碰到一个问题或者许多的 problems。
That's right. It's a countable noun. So you could have a problem, some problems, many problems.
是的，那有什么常搭配的动词呢？
You could say run into some problems.
哦，或者就直接是 have, right?
Yeah, that's the most simple one. You could just say, I have some problems, I'm having some problems.
对，我觉得好像常常是用这个现在进行时。I'm having some problems at work.I'm having some problems with my wife or husband. 因为是你现在就在困扰你的一个问题。
Yeah, and it sounds like something that might have been going on for a little while. Maybe you've been trying to solve this problem for a while, but you can't, so you're having some problems.
嗯，对的。好，那另外两个常搭配的动词呢，它们都是 E 开头的。
You could also say you encountered a problem.
哦，遇到是吧？
Yeah, it's like you're walking down the road and bam, there's a problem. You ran into this problem. You encountered a problem.
但encounter 好像更加正式一点，就可能 written 书面书写或者正式的场景用的更多，我们口语里面比较少用。
Yeah, that's right. In spoken English, we don't say encounter super often. You'll see it written quite a bit, though.
对，但是另外一个E打头的词口语里也很常用。
This one's more common, and it's experience. So you could say, I'm experiencing a problem.
对，就是经历是吧，在经历一个问题，就经历一些难关和挑战。 OK， 好，那看完了动词，我们接下来看看它常常搭配哪些形容词来形容它的程度大小啊，严重性。
That's right. Usually we'll put some sort of adjective in front to describe the problem, and often we say it's a huge or big, or on the other side of that, a small problem.
Yeah, hopefully it's just a small problem. 不要太大。那严重呢？是就直接用 serious 吗？
Yep, that's right. You could just say it's a serious problem or a severe problem.
对，就一样的意思啊。或者有的时候是一个你完全没有预期到的很突发的问题。
These are often the most frustrating, but an unexpected problem, right?
Unexpected, 啊。那也有一些问题也是很 annoying 的，因为他们就是一直在，一直持续的。
A persistent problem, or a never-ending problem, a problem that never goes away.
哎呦，永远存在。You know what? It seems like Wi-Fi problems are never-ending.我以前住在加拿大的时候就常常录音的时候 Wi-Fi 不行，然后现在在新加坡又有 Wi-Fi 问题，天哪。
That's right, it's like no matter where you live in the world, Wi-Fi problems are always going to happen.
对，好，那接下来我们来看一些简单的例句啊。有问题的时候，经常你告诉别人说我现在遇到很多问题，我现在有很多问题。
Yeah, you could say, I'm having so many problems lately.
OK, 那然后你可以具体说比如 having so many problems at work, 或者什么 with friends, or 就是具体讲那个情况对吧
Yeah, or you could describe the problem and say, I'm having so many annoying problems lately, or something like that.
Exactly. 或者诶你遇到很关心你的朋友他们可以问
Yeah, that's right. You could ask them,Are you having any problems?
OK. 好，那一些常见的问题，比如工作上面、职场上面的。
We can call those work problems.
And very often, 是人事相关的。
That's right. There'll be HR problems, human resource problems.
对。Or I guess we can summarize them as just relationship problems, right?
Yes, but that's not always at work, too. You can have relationship problems with your partner or your friends.
是的，是的，人际关系啊，感情、情感的关系啊，还有比如健康问题。
Health problems.
Or money problems, right?
I think many people can relate to this one. Yeah, money problems.
How, I think that's enough. That pretty much covers the basis for problem. 那接下来我们看看另外一个词，也是形容问题、挑战、困难的。
This is a good one. Issue.
那 issue 呢，它有一个意思是一件事情，对吧？比如说 world issues, society issues, 社会上的这些事情或者也可以是问题那它也可以是很个人 very personal 的。
Yeah, it's similar to a problem, but maybe has a little more vagueness to it. It's not necessarily as direct as a problem, but it does imply that there's something kind of challenging or difficult about the situation.
对，我觉得如果你讲 problem, 这个就是很直接嘛，有问题，而且有一种衍生的含义，就是也许你不是百分之百要负全责，但是 you take part of the responsibility.
Yeah, that's right. A problem kind of feels like you're involved in it, whereas an issue, you're not saying it's anybody's fault necessarily, right?
对，就是比较客观，然后把那个 focus shift 到问题本身，就是比如说航空公司对吧，它一个航班要取消了，可能是因为有一些机械问题。 They would never say the flight was cancelled due to technical problems， 因为那样一听乘客就说哇，这个航空公司很恐怖诶，这个飞机有机械故障。
Yeah, it sounds like they can't solve some problem they're having, right?
Exactly, 所以基本上他们用的词就是 issues。
Yeah, saying issues for them is a way of saying, we're not going to tell you exactly what's going on, but it's also not necessarily our fault.
Yeah, like the flight was canceled due to technical issues, right? 或者你像天气它从来不会说 flight was canceled due to weather problems. It's always weather issues or weather conditions.
Yeah, that's right, because saying weather problems almost sounds like the weather is a person or a thing acting and creating a problem, but it's an issue. It's something that just happened.
对对对，我觉得 issue 也是一种比较 roundabout way to express the same idea. 但它不要那么直接的就说，哦，有一个问题，是吧？
Yeah, that's right. It's almost like softer, lighter than a problem.
是是是，比较婉转啊，那它搭配的动词和前面的那个差不多，就是什么 having some issues 啊， you can run into an issue.
Yeah, you could also experience issues or encounter issues just like problems.
我发现好像在形容人的关系啊，比如说夫妻间啊，或者情侣之间，总归会有一些挑战嘛，就经常也会，比如你跟朋友倾诉的时候说，we're having some issues lately.
Yeah, this is again a way of kind of making it sound maybe not as bad and not being as specific, right? You're just saying, yeah, we're having some issues. If you say problems, it sounds like you're blaming somebody for it.
对对对，如果你说 problems 好像就是对方的问题，或者你
的问题。
就人嘛，总归是不太愿意这样啊。So, you know, we're having some issues.
Yeah, and you'll see the same thing when talking about kids, for example. So you might say, you know, a kid is having behavioral issues, and that's a polite, nice way of saying they're having some problems, but without really trying to blame the kid.
对，就说小朋友有一些行为举止或表现上的问题，但是用 issues 呢，就不会说啊，我们在责怪他，对吧？然后就特别说他不好。
Yeah, it's best in those situations not to blame the kid as much as you can, I think.
Exactly. 好，那我们接下来第三个要看的词是什么呢？
Trouble.
哦，麻烦。这个一听我就是觉得very serious and also very alarming, 就很警惕又麻烦了。
Yeah, trouble is like the problem has already gotten to the point of having a lot of negative impact, right? So it's trouble.
问题已经升级了，因为有些问题就是 you know, it's just a small and minor problem, 就没有什么大的影响，但你说 trouble 的时候就是就已经蛮严重了，是吧？上升到 trouble 的程度。
Yeah, definitely if you're having weather troubles, it's gonna be pretty bad, right?
但是 trouble 这个词我觉得也是就用在这个情况底下比较口语，所以正式的情况，像你刚刚说的那个 airline announcement,航空公司他们不会说什么 we're having trouble, 因为 it doesn't seem professional.
Yeah, and it feels very alarming, like, uh-oh, there must be some major trouble here, some problem.
就这个词本身它更加负面吧。
Yeah, it's too negative, right?
好nevertheless, 但是呢口语里面我们还是常用的啊。用它的时候觉得要注意的一点就是这个词它是一个可数的名词，但是呢你也会看到作为不可数像 much trouble 的那种用法。
Yeah, that's right. It's both countable and uncountable. You can say it both ways. So you could say, she told me about her many troubles at work, or you could also say, I'm having so much trouble at work.
重点不太一样。Many troubles 就是说你遇到很多的麻烦，遇到很多的困扰你的事情，但你说 much trouble 的时候不一定是各种各样的，但是这一个问题就比较严重， It's like big trouble 那种。
Yeah, the degree is bigger, right?
Exactly. 好，那另外一个要注意的就是动词的搭配。
Just like with issues and problems, you could say you ran into trouble.
但是 make sure you differentiate run into trouble with get into trouble.
Yeah, you can think of get into trouble as like a set phrase for what happens when you break the rules and you get punished.
对对对 it's your fault, right? You're liable,、yeah. 你要负责任啊。比如说 oh, I got into some serious trouble today. For a parent, 这是我们最大的噩梦。小孩回来跟你说 I got into serious trouble at school. 然后校长要叫你去。
Uh-oh, yeah, no parent wants to hear that.
对但是如果他回来跟爸爸妈妈说 Oh, I ran into some trouble today 那你就不会一下很警觉吗这可能就是他碰到了一些什么挑战
Yeah, that's right. Maybe some issue with their homework or some relationship
对对对
issue, but they're not getting punished, right?
没有犯什么错对吧
对
哦、oh, trouble 还有一个意思就是like you're having difficulty doing something, you're unable to do something.然后这个就跟这是谁的错没有关系 I think.
Yeah, exactly. This is just about inability to do something. So, for example, I'm having trouble hearing you.
嗯，对，或者这个电视，对吧？声音太轻了。I'm having trouble hearing it. 我听不到。还有什么？我忘了戴眼镜了，然后现在看菜单看不到。I forgot my glasses. I'm having trouble reading the menu. 年纪大了会慢慢老花嘛，对吧？
嗯，That's right.
我们今天剩下最后要跟大家分享的两个词一个 very quickly 是
difficulty
啊就是困难啊这个其实用法我觉得跟前面讲的都差不多然后呢要注意的一个点就是它的单复数
Yeah, that's right. It's countable, but it's almost always used in the plural.
啊就是形容你遇到很多问题的时候或者你遇到问题基本上我们都说 having some difficulties, 很少说 I'm having a difficulty, 是吧
Yeah, if you're going to say something, it's probably going to be an issue or a problem. But if、
right.
you want to use difficulties here in the plural, right, it's many different issues and problems.
But you can say I'm having a lot of difficulty doing something. 但这里它的重点是程度。
Yeah, that's right. It's about the degree instead of the type.
嗯，好的。那我们今天最后要跟大家分享的这个词呢，这个很，可能是有点出乎意料啊，因为这个词它本身的意思是打噎，which is, you know, 虽然无伤大雅，但是很难受，也很尴尬。
yeah.Right? I'm not sure if you can hear that.
你好像哦，还是说随时可以 cue 你，你就真的能打噎。
I'm trying to do it. It's kind of hard to make yourself hiccup, but yeah.
No, 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 you did a great job. Okay, 英语叫 hiccup, 怎么拼啊
H-I-C-C-U-P.
两个 C. 那其实用打噎来比喻问题和挑战，就是它也非常的合适因为你打噎的时候就是不顺嘛对吧你的气不顺然后总有这些小停顿。
It's almost like an inconvenience, right, or a disruption. So it's a small issue.
对对对然后很烦人 like annoying.
Yeah, it's like something that's unwanted, right?
对没错但是它形容的啊 hiccup 形容这类问题这类挑战都是比较小的。
Yeah, usually when we say hiccup, it's just something that's, like we said, you know, annoying or inconvenient, but it's not some major issue.
对，而且呢，是今天所有这些词里面最最口语的。比如说航空公司遇到什么机械啊，或者天气的问题，他绝对不会跟你说 the flight was canceled due to technical hiccups.
Yeah, it would sound kind of silly, I think, if you heard that in an official announcement.
对对对，如果你那样听到，你觉得哎呀，千万不要坐那航空公司，很不专业。
Yeah, they're just like chatting about these weather problems. I wouldn't trust that.
对，所以呢，因为这个词很口语嘛，它常搭配的动词也是这种最简单、最口语的。
Yeah, we just say have, usually, right?
对，不太会用什么。Encounter 啊 experience 这样的动词因为那两个太正式了和这个不搭
That's right, they don't fit well together
诶那 hiccup 它是可数还不可数呢
Hiccup is a countable noun so you can have, you know, one or many hiccups
OK 好我们来举些例子啊比如说旅游的时候嘛就常常有这些 hiccups
Ah, always expect hiccups when you travel
Yeah, we actually call them travel hiccups, right?
Not actual hiccups, right? Maybe if you're drinking a lot, you'll get actual hiccups when you travel. But, yeah.
对对对，然后也有很多网上的文章啊什么，就是说 how to avoid travel hiccups， 你要做哪些哪些准备。
Yeah, how can you prepare for these little inconveniences, these hiccups that are definitely going to happen?
但是呢，因为这些 hiccups 都是小问题，所以即使有，最后可能你这个旅程还是很愉快的。
Yeah, you could say it was a great trip despite all the hiccups.
虽然说这个词很口语啊，但你也可以就是在跟同事这个比较轻松交谈的时候说，哎呀，我们工作的比如有一个什么新的流程当中遇到很多小问题。
Yeah, maybe you're trying to make the work problem sound not so bad, right? And you can say, we're having some hiccups with this new process, but they shouldn't affect things too much overall.
即使跟老板也可以这样说，老板可能说，哎，这怎么样啊？然后你就说，oh, having some hiccups. 老板一听就觉得，哦，那没什么问题了。如果你说 we're having some issues, 然后老板就很警觉。
Yeah, you might get called into a meeting if you call it an issue, right? So hiccup is something you're probably going to be able to figure out on your own.
对对，好，用了那么多复数，我们来看一些单数。So you can have a hiccup, right?
Yeah, you could say we had a small hiccup on the way, but we still made it on time.
啊，最后还是准时到达。Or, you know, it's just a small hiccup. Don't lose sleep over it. 就是个小问题，安心吧，别晚上想的都睡不着觉。
Unless you're hiccuping while you're sleeping, and then maybe that wouldn't just, maybe that would still disrupt your sleep.
难受，是是是。大家有什么偏方可以在留言专区告诉我们。
对。
听之打叶的偏方啊。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，希望你了解了如何用不同的英语单词来形容不同类型的问题。
Yes, we hope you enjoyed the show, and thankfully, we had not a single hiccup this time, so...
Yeah. No Wi-Fi problems today. 好，那我们赶快见好就收。Okay, let's get out of here. But until then, take care, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.